Okay.
That's it? Okay.
And away we go.
Shakia, you ready?
Great. Okay, everybody ready?
Good. Wake up.
Okay. Well, good morning, everyone. I would like to call the meeting of the August 8th, 2024 meeting of the Board of Firearms Permit Examiners to order at 10:04 a.m. So, for the record, in advance of hearing testimony, I'd like to explain the procedures we'll be following today. First, these are civil administrative proceedings held in accordance with Section 29-32B of the Connecticut General Statutes. Under the General Statutes, this board is charged with the duty of hearing the case, inquiring and determining the facts de novo, that means again, and determining whether those facts would be just and proper cause for denying or revoking a permit. It will occasionally happen that the facts and events that the issuing authority believed them to be at the time of the denial or revocation justified that denial or revocation, but additional facts or circumstances that come to light during these hearings convince the board that in all fairness, justice would be served by ordering the permit issued or reinstated. Where no additional evidence or other compelling circumstances are uncovered, however, the board will respect the judgment of the issuing authority. Under the general statutes, hearings of this board may be conducted informally, but in a manner that guarantees fundamental fairness and the right to cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and all laws against perjury apply to these proceedings and the persons testifying. Please be advised that this board takes perjury seriously and will refer perjury instances to the appropriate authority for full prosecution. Additionally, the board may subpoena testimony if necessary. These hearings are public hearings, and they fall within the purview of the Freedom of Information Act. Accordingly, all appellants and issuing authorities are hereby advised that none of the information or documents introduced here as evidence today can be excluded from the public. This is how we proceed. Both parties may be permitted to make brief opening statements indicating the scope of the case and what they intend to show. First, the issuing authority goes, and then the appellant. In its opening statement, the issuing authority should briefly give the reasons for denying or revoking the appellant's application or permit. You may then call witnesses to testify on your behalf. At the conclusion of each witness's testimony, the other party can cross-examine that witness. The board can also inquire with its own questions, and in doing so, it reserves the right to question all witnesses at any time or to request testimony by additional witnesses if necessary. At the conclusion of all testimony, the issuing authority and then the appellant can make brief closing statements. Decision of the board is by majority vote of those members present and voting. The burden of proof in these matters is by a preponderance of the evidence, and it lies with the issuing authority. Accordingly, all tie votes inure that go to the appellant. In addition to today, both parties will be notified of the board's decision by mail within 20 days of the hearing. In deference to the statutory scheme as codified in Connecticut General Statute Section 29-28D, and pursuant to Superior Court ruling, in an abundance of caution, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants today. Toward that end, the board will refrain from addressing the appellants by name or by noting the appellant's address, but instead will address each one simply by the title, appellant. The board hereby requests that all witnesses testifying here today do likewise and refer to each appellant only by his or her title, the appellant. Finally, in accordance with Superior Court ruling, the board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records with regard to the subject matters subject to erasure, pursuant to Connecticut General Statute Section 54-142A. In those matters, testimony to the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation or the personal recollection of underlying events by witnesses. Lastly, please turn off all your cell phones or put your phones on vibrate. If you need to have a conversation, please go out into the hallway to do that, and that will not disturb the proceedings. So thank you very much. Thank you for your attention. We will now go to the roll call, and we'll do the board first. So please signify by saying here if you're here. Dr. Conrad.
Present.
Mr. Gray.
Present.
Colonel Overturf.
Here.
Colonel Lewis. Absent. Chief Rosenzweig?
Here.
Ms. Johnson's absent. Attorney.
Excuse me.
Sorry, you are here.
I must be invisible.
Ms. Johnson is here. Okay, Attorney Futner is absent, and I'm here. Okay, my apologies.
That's okay.
All right, so now we will administer the oath. So anyone who is testifying today, anybody who will be talking.
For all the appellants.
Oh.
Don't need to be rude.
You're right, you're absolutely right. Okay, so now we'll call the roll of the appellants who stated they would be here today. So the first case, and we'll be referring to everyone by their case number. So you look at your case number, and it'll say something like 22-884. Okay, so that's the first case we're calling. As the appellant, or the issuing authority, the appellant here for case number 22-884.
Yes. States here.
Yes. Thank you.
Appellant did not check in.
Not here, okay. Number two, case number 23-021. Is the appellant here?
Appellant did not check in.
Case number three, 23-149. The issuing authority is here. Is the appellant here?
Appellant did not check in.
Okay. Case number four, case number 23-137.
Issuing authority.
Is the appellant here?
Appellant did not check in.
I would just note the appellant, we believe, did not receive the certified letter.
I'm sorry, couldn't hear.
We don't believe the appellant received the certified letter.
Okay.
So I believe that Nancy was going to check into that.
Okay.
So that one may need to be marked over.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Case number five was withdrawn. Case number six, number 23-142.
Issuing authority.
The appellant here?
Yes.
Thank you for coming.
That's what I said.
Okay.
He'll be first.
Okay, so yeah, you're first. First we have to do the oath. So anyone who's going to be giving testimony today, whether you're an appellant, a witness, or an issuing authority, please stand up. We'll do the oath. And please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that the testimony you shall give here today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God on your penalties of perjury? Thank you.